We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, if you've listened to me over the years, you know I've had a chance to chat with Wayne Kostrowski a number of times. He is truly one of the best citizens we have in this area. So much restaurant work, but then his charitable endeavors never end. Wayne is just a fabulous guy, and he's involved in another great cause because a regular tour stop is finally coming here. The PGA Tour will head to Blaine, to TPC in a couple weeks. Hollis Kavner getting that all done. And then tied to this event with the 4th of July week is an event they're calling Taste for the Tour, and it's four, of course, it's golf, so it's F-O-R-E. And they're having an inaugural event at the spectacular Interlochen Country Club. ICC just redid their entire clubhouse, obviously, consistently one of the two or three best courses in this state. The clubhouse is historic with Bobby Jones and the 1930 Open. The inaugural Taste for the Tour is presented by Tradition Capital Bank, a huge number of local celebrities. But the man who is joining us right now, Nick Faldo, is a part of the top people bringing this year. Andrew Zimmern, Gavin Kaysen, many other celebrities a part of it. And the six-time major champion, Nick Faldo, is kind enough to join us. Nick, a pleasure. Thank you for coming on. Why did this particular event draw you to it when I'm sure you're approached on so many different events?
Hey, let me just set up the big build-up. I better bring a clean shirt.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, we want a lot of stuff right here.
Yeah. I'm always well, this is one of the areas we're kind of keen to be involved in, is the culinary side. And it kind of all started. I met up with Jeffrey Sakarian, who is part of that City Harvest up in New York way. And he told me how they have, over the last 20-plus years, of coming up to feeding, creating 100 million meals from taking food that's basically technically going past its sell-by date, even though he says there's no such thing as that. So we talked about this, and then I was then introduced to Wayne and his what he'd done for Taste for the NFL. Yeah. And, you know, the tour is always a good bunch of lads and ladies as well to help out on a good cause like this. And so I'm happy to be part of it, because I think it's a very important, amazingly important thing, because, you know, we look after ourselves well on tour, I believe. You know, over the years, you eat well, look after yourself the best you can, and then you learn that, you know, even in America, that I think it's pretty close to one in six or one in five kids are underfed, undernourished when they head off each day.
Yep.
And so it's an important issue to create awareness. It's the most important. We're creating awareness and, of course, some dollars for hunger relief for local families. And, you know, I'm delighted to be all part of this. I mean, to see what we can grow this to. If this is a thing, we've already got a couple more tour stops that want to do this as well. And let's see what happens.
Well, among the folks involved in this event is a gentleman named Matt Burke, and you'll meet Matt that night. Matt had a lot of success with the Vikings, and he won a Super Bowl championship with the Ravens, and this radio station is a part of a large event. Matt comes on with me each time, and the point Matt has made about what you're talking about is he says this is something that is within our capability of solving it. And when you think about so many other issues out there, we continue to try to you get more information on cancer or diabetes or autism. But within hunger and food, we have it out there. It's just delivering it the right way. So to be involved in an event like this and raise awareness is just so important to so many people.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We're not scientists. Food, water, is so important. I mean, I travel the world and I still see standing water pipes in the villages across, obviously across Asia, where we go build golf courses. You know, considering it's coming up to 2020, it's quite amazing that. God, I did one in. I went to a school in Vietnam, and it was the first time these kids had been drunk fresh water. How about that?
That's amazing.
That was only last.
And sad. It's both amazing and sad.
It's ridiculous. To be honest, it's ridiculous. That's just the thought in the world. These are really basic things on the on your list. But if they're not on the government's list, or we privateers, we companies, we whatever it might be. Have to do it, have to make an effort to help others. And so, I agree. That's a very good analogy that, we can fix this. This is just creating awareness, creating more food for people, better water to drink. I mean, that's your starter kit in life, isn't it, to be honest?
Absolutely. So this event is July 1st. I encourage people to check it out online. Taste for the Tour. And again, four is, because it's golf, F-O-R-E. Yeah. TasteForTheTour.com. Nick Faldo is with us. Okay, Nick, we now have known each other for a total of 4 minutes. You have to understand I have one addiction in my life, and it's golf. Whether it's playing, whether it's watching, this has been a part of my life forever. So if you'd indulge me on some golf questions.
Okay.
Jay Monahan calls you and said, Nick, I'm going to take your one suggestion, which is going to make the tour better, and maybe you can implement it right away. Maybe it's going to take a few years. What change are you putting out there for the PGA Tour?
Wow. Well, especially being involved with television, I wouldn't say it's a change. It is part of it. It's all part of it because the golf and the TV, we need to create, because people have so much diversity, don't they, now? I mean, catch people's attention is very, that's
hard.
The trick.
Yep.
That's, we've got these phones, and we've got attention spans of a frog, probably. And, we watch things for 5 seconds, and we give up on it. So, I don't know the answer, but I would have thought that's part of the mission, and which is changing. We're getting so digital in what coverage we make. I think that would be one thing. It's because we've still got to grow junior golf, and we've got to keep kids interested in golf. That's the other important thing. Kids don't appreciate the discipline involved in golf. If it all goes wrong for 5 minutes, they give up, and which is a shame because we know what a great game is. So it's along those sort of things. I haven't got anything really. I'd love them to play with no tee pegs for a week. It's see how they really can hit it, because they'll only have to place the driver on the tee box and then hit a driver off the deck all week, and then see how they really get along. But apart from that, it's which I'm sure they're working and thinking about it all the time. We've got to get more people interested in golf, watching it and participating and competing. Simple as that.
So I take you at your best. Maybe the second of your three British Opens, whenever you decide you are at your peak form, and I put you in golf today.
Yeah.
How do you match up with these boys the way they play compared to how you played then? But then the way you would adapt to how the game is played now.
Yeah. Well, I came from the tradition from persimmon. Good old chunk of wood with a rubber golf ball called Bellata. And, the science now of a metal head and fancy graphite shafts or whatever, and a ball that's like a rocket. And, it is different. And then physically as well, we understand so much more. It's a science now, how to physically build yourself as a golfer. So, 1990 was one of my great years. I win two majors.
Yep.
But I think if you're playing, if these guys are playing, we're playing off the same tee, they could be hitting it 50 yards past me for starters. That's a huge difference. In two shots, that means a long hole is playing nearly 180 yards shorter.
That's a problem.
So, to be honest, I've been thinking about this. Old records, when somebody shot a 62 with a persimmon and a Bellata golf ball, that has got to be different than shooting a 62 now. Wow. I know the golf course has got longer.
Right.
But to be honest, that is a way more difficult task to get that golf ball around a golf course. Because again, way back, you know, talking 30 odd years, before, you know, we had to carry a ring gauge just to make sure the golf balls were round. Really round, because mm-hmm. as a pro, you'd notice that sort of thing. So, but obviously, the science has completely changed. And again, the big difference is the driver, because again, you could name on one hand the great drivers of our time. You know, it was Norman and Jack and Trevino and Watson were great drivers. Sevi was a great driver. He might hit it quick at times, but when he hit it good, it was fantastic. But now there's 105 great drivers because of the golf club, because of the driver. So that has completely changed the game. It's changed the skill. Sure, courses are longer, but I don't. It's not apples comparing to apples.
Yeah, it's very different.
No, really, it really is. So I would love to have been in this period because of all the technical stuff, you know, i.e., you know, you can change a shaft in 10 seconds. You can get on track, man, and study your golf swing or whatever, you know, devices you want to have. And I love all that because I call it factual feedback. Rather than guessing, you've hit balls all morning, you know, sometimes I go to the first tee and play one hole and go, oh, shoot, I haven't got it. It's not working. I go back to the practice ground. Now you feel way more productive. You stand for an hour and you get feedback on every single shot. Well, then you can match feeling with thoughts and results. So I love this era now that they're in. I think it's, that's why I guess the advancement in golf is so amazing.
Nick Faldo is with us. He's involved in a fantastic event that is coming up next week, Taste for the Tour. Taste for the Tour. Our man Wayne Kostrowski is a part of this. Go online, Taste for the Tour, F-O-R-E. Great event, July 1st at Interlochen if you want to help out. I give you the opportunity to go back to any point in your career and play a round over again where you felt like the results could have been a little bit different. Where are we going?
Where are we going? Yeah. I would love to have won. I'd love to have won a U.S. Open. I guess I played really great at Brookline, that first one in 88.
The playoff with Curtis?
The playoff with Curtis. I couldn't putt. I couldn't putt. I don't know my own stats, but honestly, I felt like I missed four fairways all week. That's what it felt like. I'm sure it wasn't. But I played so well and couldn't putt. And I would love to have obviously won a U.S. Open. That would have been very impressive back in. That would have been a good start to my career to win the Open and then the U.S. Open.
That'd be pretty good.
It would have been a good start. But, you know, one of them or same thing, another U.S. Open, same thing at Medina. I couldn't hit my driver that week. I went with one iron literally all week and missed out by a shot. So, I guess those two, if I could replay something in the part of my game in those weeks, it would be those two, yeah.
I'm trying to qualify for an event coming up. I could use somebody to loop for me. Any chance you'd come up a couple days early?
Yeah, I'm a really good caddy, but I'm really expensive.
I bet you are really expensive. Nick, thanks for your time, sir. I wish you only the best with this event because it's for a great cause, and I'd love it if we could chat again down the line. Thanks for your time.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot.
See Nick Faldo, one of the all-time greats in this game and is involved in this great cause with our man Wayne Kostrowski. Taste for the Tour. It's on next Monday at ICC. Check it out, tastefortheTour.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.